Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory be to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This bread that comes down from heaven, so that you may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord.
When Jesus was teaching about the bread of life, and when he told the people that whoever eats this bread would never die, that the ancestors ate manna in the desert and they died, but whoever eats this particular bread he is talking about would never die, they were confused the more. Because they did not understand what Jesus was talking about. They never knew or they didn't understand that the life Jesus was talking about was spiritual life. And we know that when we pass, it is not the end of life. Our passing is a transformation into a new life, life in Christ. So the life that Jesus was referring is this life in Christ that can never die, that can be only sustained by the body of Christ, the Holy Eucharist. That is why we keep reminding us that the Holy Eucharist is the only food that when we eat the food, our body is transformed into becoming Christ. But when we eat the ordinary food dissolves in our body, and that food transforms and helps us to grow. But the Eucharist is special. When we eat the Eucharist, our body is transformed into becoming Christ himself. That is why it is very special. And I think it is important that we understand the importance of this spiritual food, the Holy Eucharist. And also, it is important for us to appreciate it the more, because that helps us to think deeply about our faith, about our relationship with Christ. And someone who is in relationship with Christ, that is the highest thing, that is the best thing that can ever happen to any Christian. To have this relationship, a relationship that gives joy, a relationship that will always keep you happy at any point in time, a relationship that will help you to see beyond the phenomenal and look into the noumenal. So, my dear friends in Christ, we are so much grateful to God that we partake in this food. It is the best thing that can ever happen to every Christian. And I want to encourage us, let us keep partaking in this food. Whatever that will deprive us of this food, we have to say no to it. The more we eat this food, the more we are transformed, the more we become like Christ himself. It is a great honor that we all must uphold and appreciate. We continue to thank God for sending Jesus, his son, who came and gave us his body and blood, soul and divinity. May his name be praised both now and forever. Amen.